Mishnah Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis lists four different types of psuli eidus. So we finally have the last one, Sochrei Shvi'is. The Mishnah quotes Reb Shimon, who qualifies the psul of Sochrei Shvi'is. He says, "B'tchila yukaron osanos shvi'is, misharabu ha'anasim chozru lekrosin Sochrei Shvi'is." First they call them Osve Shvi'is, then they call them Sochrei Shvi'is. But what's going on? What's Reb Shimon referring to? So that's what the Gemara and the Chavav Amid Aleph touches on. Maika Amar, Amar Yehuda Hakika Amar. B'tchila yu'omim Osve Shvi'is k'sherim Sochrei Psulim. Shirabu Mamtsiya Mos Lani Vasli Ani Vasli Vasfi Lahu Maisu Khazulomar Khazavya Khazepsuli. Initially they said that the Osve Shvi'is, people who are collecting the Paris Shvi'is, they're Ksherim La'Avas. After all, what's the reason to passel them? They're not Sochrim. Is there any other reasons? The Rashi adds also in Ksher the Matsila Machlinu Kodam Zman Abir. They can eat the Paris Shvi'is before the Zman Abir. What is the Zman Abir? So that's what the Rambam fills us in. That's what I asked you to see. Pasuk says, "V'levhem d'chav la'chaya asher v'etzecha tia kol tvuasa le'achol." So, Chazal darshin that there's a connection between the behema and the chayim. Says the Rambam in Ilchos Shemitah Yovel Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. Perish shvi'a sein ochlem behem ela kol zman she'oso amin matzi besodet shenemer v'levhem d'chav la'chaya asher v'etzecha tia chol tvuasa le'achol. Beer means that as long as the chaya has the fruits in the field, so then the behemah is allowed to eat in the bayis. The people are allowed to eat in the bayis. Once the fruit or the vegetables are no longer available for the chaya in the field, so then you have to be mevara the peres from the bayis. So the Rambam seems to learn that beer means to destroy. Like your chametz, to destroy the item, to destroy perishvias. Normally, chalila, a person is not supposed to destroy perishvias. They have a kedusha, not supposed to be mafsid perishvias. But beer is a special halacha. It's a din daraisa that after it's kol lechayim and asada, then you have to destroy it in the bayis as well. The Kesef Mishnah quotes the Ramban in his parish on Chumash in this week's parashas Behar. The Ramban says beer doesn't mean to destroy the perishvias. It means to be mafkir them. That once this zman has arrived. And there are different zman and different times for each fruit and vegetables. They give out a schedule so that people know exactly when this zman abir is. Once the zman has arrived, the Ramban holds that you have to take the perishvias out of your home and be mafkir them in front of three people. Normally we don't have to do a hefker in front of three people, but this is a serious hefker. It's a hefker deraisa. So we do it in front of three people. And then after you're mafkir, you can be chozev a zocha. You can be zocha in the peres shvi'is again. Someone else can be zocha before you. But the chiyuv is to be mafkir the peres. The peres shvi'is are hefker to begin with, but then you collect them from the field and they become yours. And then at the zman abir, you're supposed to be mafkir them again and allow anyone else to be chozev a zocha. But if you want to be chozev a zocha, you can do that as well. So there's a machlokas we've shown in what exactly beer is, whether it's to be ma'abed the peres, whether it's to be mafkir the peres. And clearly someone who eats the peros after the zman abir without doing beer, that's an issa, that's a violation of an issa daraisa. So presumably if we'd be choshed that they would eat the peros after the zman abir, they should be pasul eidus because they violate an issa daraisa. They should have some kind of psul. I don't know if it's a psul daraisa, if they don't know what they're doing, so it's only a psul derabanan, but they should be pasul. So that's what the Gemara says. B'tchila, they would call the osfin k'sheira because there's no reason to believe that because they're osef perishvias, they won't be able to eat them before the zman abir. Why not? There's plenty of time. So there's no reason to passel them. But the sochrim, they passeled. Because the pasuk says, "Va'isa Shabbos ha'aretz lachem la'ochlo." We learn la'ochlo v'lo l'schori, and I left the schori. You can't do business with perishvias. The hefker. So you zochin the peris and you eat them b'kedusha. But you're not allowed to do business with perish shvi'is. That's a bizayon of their kedusha. So b'tchila they said the osim aksherim because they're not doing anything wrong. But the sochrim apsulim misherabu mamtziyim mos la'aniyim. So then there were those who gave money to the aniyim. The aniyim would collect the perish shvi'is, and they'd sell them or they'd give them to these people that they could sell. There was some kind of business going on over here. So then Chazal said that even the osim apsulim la'edus, they're like sochrim. They're like sochrim. The sochrim apsulim la'edus because obviously they're violating an isra la'ochla v'lo l'schora. But the osim also are posel la'edus, or someone, we're going to have to talk about exactly who is posel, but once the osvim were now osvim, they were collecting for the balabatim who wanted them who want them to collect so they could sell the perishvias. So now Chazal passel the osfim. He passeled some individual, some group of people relating to the osfim. And that's the first pshat in the Gemara, in what Reb Shimon is saying in the Mishnah. So we have to analyze this Gemara a little bit. What does it mean that betchila they call the osfei shvias ksherin? Osfei shvias, why do we give them a special title? Just say betchila, they always said the sochrim apsulim. Betchila they said the osma ksherin and the sochrim apsulim. It sounds like the osma are doing something that we would think perhaps they should be posel eidus. But Chazal said no, the osma ksherin, only the sochrim apsulim. So what exactly are they doing? So that's what the Yad Ramah picks up on. He's troubled with this kasha. Because we're giving these osim a special title, a special category. Well, what category? Who are they? They're just ochle perishvias. Well, what are they doing? Anything wrong? So the Yad Ramah says, no, even betchila, they were osif more than they needed to. Betchila hayom remosim ksherim, avavi shemarbim less of yosim echvei atzarech lohem la'achila. Even though they were osif a little bit more peris than they need for achila. And sometimes they actually would sell the leftover. It wasn't muchach initially that they were gathering the perishvias in order to sell them, but they were gathering a little bit more than what they needed for achila. So that's why we gave them a special title. They were doing something that smacked. Right? You might think that there's something wrong with what they're doing, but it wasn't muchach. It wasn't clear. Maybe there was a little bit of a chashad, but it wasn't clear that they were going to sell the leftover. So that's what Chazal didn't pasul them at chila. Only after it became clear that there's a schara going on over here, that the aniyim are collecting the fruits in order to be able to sell them in the shuk, that's when Chazal bore down on them and they actually pasul them leidus. This is one pshat. That's what the Yad Ramah says. Others want to suggest that maybe there's a different reason why we call the Osfei Shvias Osfim. Tosfos Masechta Avodah Zarah defined the Issur Schar in a very interesting way. He says, when is it also to do Schar B'Per Shvias? This is Tosfos on Samad Beis Amad Aleph. Omer Reed, V'Aschar Shiasur B'Per Shvias Henoliknos Har B'Biachad L'Holich Mimakom Hazol L'Mokom Hayoker. What is Schar? That means to sell a lot of perishvias. To buy a lot where it's cheap, to sell it where it's expensive, and you do a business. You do a business, you make a rebach, you make a big profit. That's what the osfei shvias were doing, says Tosfos. That's exactly what they were doing. That they were selling a lot. That's what made them possible.
If a person only sells a little bit, that's not schara. Only if you sell a lot.
The Rambam also echoes a similar sentiment. The Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Perek Vav, at the beginning there, also seems to say that it's to sell a lot. That's the iser of schara. To sell a lot, not just a little bit, but to sell a lot. Einos and schar beperishvias, says the Rambam, v'mrotza limkar ma'at mi perishvias mocher. Ma'at. If it's a little bit, that's okay, that's not an issur schar. Interesting. So it could be, if that's the MS, that schar is only to sell a lot, so maybe that's the pshat over here. That maybe the osfin taka were osef amanas limkar. They were doing something that seems wrong. It's not like they were just collecting the peres to eat them. They were collecting the peres to eat them. We wouldn't have given them a special title. But they were osek amanas limkar. They were gathering, they were harvesting, they were picking the fruits in order to sell them. But they were only picking the fruits to sell a little. They weren't planning on selling a lot. So that's why Chazal didn't passel them, because they really were doing nothing wrong. But they were doing something that could be wrong if they did it harbe, if they did it in order to sell a lot. Misherov mamtzi emos laniyim. Once the mamtzi emos, we're getting the aniyim to taka harvest and to sell a lot. So then Chazal passel them because that's a real schara. But according to this chart, we can also explain why they were called osfin betchila. They got a special title because they were doing something that smacks of an issa. But it wasn't osa because they were only doing a little bit. You see, in the first chat, we're assuming that they weren't collecting amanas limkar bechlal. Now I'm saying that maybe they taka were collecting amanas limkar, but they only were planning on selling a little bit. So that's why it's mutter, and they weren't posel. but it's a maisa which could lead to some kind of an iser. So that's why Chazal said they're kosher mitchila, but then when it actually led to the iser that they sold a lot, so then Chazal passed them later.
Doesn't Tosfos himself say that Osei Shias refers to the first group? That sells a lot?
No, the when Chazal passed them, they weren't just Osei Shias. It's interesting, he uses the Lashon Osei Shias. He means the Sochrim. Osei Shias were not passed. He means when they passed the Osim, that's because they were doing it a lot. Right, he's not referring to the betchila. He's referring to besof. Besof, they said echazev echazev psulim.
And at the end of the day, the zero of who was asked for is even the people who are doing it for a little bit.
No, people who are doing it a little bit are kashula edus. The problem is since they did it a lot, since they were selling a lot, so then it became they were doing an iser, and that's why they're pasula edus. Tosis is referring to the second Ostim, after Rabbi Mamsi and Moslani, and then Chazal said Echadzev Echadzev Psulim. What does it mean Echadzev Echadzev? Not only are the Sochim Psulim, but the Ostim are also possible. Those are the Ostim spheres that Tosis is referring to. Sorry?
The Ostim who are selling a little bit or a lot?
A lot!
But the ones who are selling a little bit are still kosher at the end of the day?
If they were only selling a little bit, they'd be okay. But once Rabu Mamtziyim Moos Laniyim, so then Chazal, he's saying Chazal passed all the Osfim. Okay, right. Chazal passed all the Osfim. But because there were Osfim who Taka were doing it a lot, so that's why Chazal passed all the Osfim. Yisrael?
I thought Tosfos was referring to the owners of the field, not the Aniyim.
I'm going to get to that. When I say that they passed the Osfim, I mean they passed some category of people associated with the Osfim. We have to figure out if it's the Aniyim or the Balabatim.
So according to this, how can you use this then to say that the Aniyim at the beginning were only selling a little bit and then they started selling a lot? Here it's talking about how much the people who own the field, how much they would buy. But it could be that the Aniyim would, whether they were selling a little or a lot, it would be the same. Even selling a little bit, even gathering to sell a little bit would also be a problem. When it comes to buying from the Aniyim, then there's a difference between selling.
Tosa seems to say that to be located on Manas Limkar is permissible if you're only doing a little bit. But are you disagreeing with that?
No, that's for the people who own the field, who are buying from the Aniyim. But if the Aniyim gather Amanas to sell any amount, then they would also be, that's a problem.
You don't see that from Tosis in Avodah Zarah. They seem to be saying that Loket Amanas Limkar is a problem only if it's Harbe and not if it's not.
He says the word Tana, he says to buy.
He says what?
He says, Liknos Harbe, to buy, not to gather.
Liknos Harbe, biyachad, laholach, and makam azol, and makam ayoker.
Right, not see? To gather. Gathering is a problem could be a problem even a little bit. To buy.
Avolim hu Loket Limkar al Yad. So he's now saying that Loket Amanas Limkar, if it's not Al-Yad, that would also be a problem. He's not distinguishing. Tosis is not distinguishing between Lilkot Amanas Limkar or Liknos Amanas Limkar. It's the same thing. As long as you mocher a lot, that's the Issa Schor. That's what it sounds from Tosis. Right? Dani?
Is the Yarama saying that the Aniyim are doing something usser, but the Rabbanim didn't passel them?
If they were selling the parashvias, they would be doing something else. But it wasn't muchach mitchila. But that's what they were. That's what they had in mind.
That seems to be then a machlokas yadar matosos, right?
What they were doing, you mean?
Not what they were doing. That if they were selling a little bit, if it's usser or not. Tosos says it's not usser, and yadar ma seemingly says that it is usser, but the rabbanim didn't know about it.
You're saying from the Adramah, it's clear they weren't selling a lot, because if they were selling a lot, then they would have
seen.
Yeah,
it would have been clear to the Rabbanon that that's what was happening.
I hear. That could be a machlokas. I hear what you're saying. Okay. So, from the Gemara, it's mashma that once the Mamtziyim Moos La'aniyim got the Aniyim to do Schora, so then the Chachamim said that the Psulim La'edus. So who exactly did the Chachamim, sorry, Alex? Yeah. I don't think so, because if that's his chiluk, then he should have. What is Tosfos saying? Which part of Tosfos are you picking up? Avalin huloke limkar al yad lignos badvar achilein dav ezu schara. Okay, you're referring to something else which we're going to get to. Okay, but clearly from the beginning of Tosis, it's mashma that harbe is an important issue. Okay, harbe is an important issue. That's what we see from the beginning of Tosis. You're referring to something else. We're going to get to that from Tosis and Sukkah. It's a good point, but clearly Tosis is working with the Rambam, but the Issachar is only harbe. That's what the Achronim point out. It sounds from Tosis that it's only harbe. If you were to say the Iker Chilig in Tosis is simply a difference between Liknos Amanas Limkar as opposed to Lilkot Amanas Limkar, so then you shouldn't have said harbe. You shouldn't have added that word harbe. It's clear that Tosis in Avodah Zarah is working with the Rambam, that the Issachar is only if it's harbe. Okay. I hear, and we're going to get to that distinction in just a moment. But you also see from Tosfos that the key is harbe. Okay. Even if you wouldn't see that from Tosfos, the Rambam says beferish that to sell a little bit is okay. I'm trying to give a shot based on Tosfos and the Rambam. Yes.
Then Tosfos should have focused on the Baal HaSada himself taking his own produce and selling a little or selling a lot. Why does he focus on an ani coming and selling it to the Baal HaSada?
Why does Tosfos focus on the ani?
Yeah. If the
Do you deny the fact that Tosfos holds that the Issachar is only with harbe?
If Tosfos wanted to tell us that gathering to Amanas Limkor, there's a feel like whether you sell a lot or sell a little bit, he should have been talking about the one who owns the field himself, not selling it to the Baal HaSada so that he could sell it to others.
That's the case of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So that's the case that he talks about. But I mean, he begins by saying that the Issachora is to make a big profit. That is the Issachora.
Right, so that's why you can't use this to say that he disagrees with the Yad Ramah, because maybe if he was going according to the Shita of the Yad Ramah about that it's Asr for the Aniyim, maybe he wouldn't be mechalik between an Arba or a small amount. To do the gathering itself is different than buying it from someone who gathered it and then selling it.
Okay, we're going to get to all these points later, so let's hold the question for now, and after we discuss this issue later, maybe we'll come back, revisit it then. Okay? Okay, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin HaChavav says that Misherebu Mamtziyim Maos Laniyim, then Chazal said that even the Osvim are going to be posel. What does it mean that even the Osvim are going to be posel? Who is posel? Who did they put the Psul Edus on? So, one option is to say that they posel the Aniyim. Who says that explicitly? Rashi. Rashi here in the Sugya seems to imply that when the Mishnah says Echadzeb Psulim, when Chazal posel the Osvim, that means the Aniyim. Why do I say that? Because Rashi says, "V'hochi mashma masnisim betchila la'elu hapsulim arsha v'shem sochrei shviyas ha'yukarin osan osvei shviyas." The ones that they parceled now, they called osvei shviyas before. So it sounds like the osvei shviyas are now becoming parceled. Who are the osvei shviyas? The aniyim, not the balabatim, not the mamtziyim oslaniyim. It's the aniyim, the very same people who were kosher before are now parceled. So it sounds like the aniyim were the ones that Chazal parceled. The Yad Ramah echoes a similar idea. Right? The Yad Ramah says, "Chazu likros es ha'aniim ha'osvim osan sochrei shviyas." Chazal pasel the aniim. Betchila they said only the sochrim apostle. Once they were mamtziyim maos laniim, so then Chazal came and they pasel even the osim dasmeit. They pasel the aniim themselves. The aniim, they assume that the aniim were doing the schora. We treat it as though the aniim are doing the schora. So therefore, the aniyim are going to be posel. The question is, why should the aniyim be posel? They're sochrei shviyas. They're selling the peros. The stomach, they're only giving the peros to the balabatim. That's what it sounds from the Gemara, that they were mamtziyim maos laniyim. As the aniyim va'asvi lahu umaisu, the aniyim would go gather the peros and give it to the balabatim. It sounds like the balabatim would be mochron b'shuk. Balabatim took them to the marketplace and sold them. So why should the aniyim be called sochrei? It's a little modern Rashi and the Yad Ramah. Why do they assume that the aniyim are called sochrim? So comes the Rambam and explains it through. Misharabu mamtzi emolos laniyim kedesh yaviu aniyim viyimkru lahem ba'osan molos. Chazu likros es haniyim ha'osim osan sochre shviz. Lefi shem alaktem osan metchila l'shem mechira u'paslam. Clearly the Ramah learns that lilkor amanas limkar is a problem of this schara. But what is the schara? When is the schara taking place? Not bashuk. I mean, that's certainly an ischara too, but that's not what we're talking about over here. The schara that we're talking about is that the aniyim were giving the peris to the balabatim, and the balabatim were paying them for the peris. That's what's going on over here. The schara is the transfer from the aniyim to the mamtzi emos, they were willing to pay the aniyim to collect the peris. Obviously, they wouldn't pay them such an exorbitant price. They would pay them maybe a price of wholesale or something. They'd make some kind of a profit, but not the largest profit, so it was worth it for the balabatim to take it to the shuk and to sell it at retail, a retail price, that they'd be able to make a big profit. But where's the schora that we're talking about over here, the chazal pasal le'edos? That's the schora of the aniyim selling it to the balabatim. It's not that they're giving the peris to the balabatim, the balabatim are going and selling it in the shuk. No, it's the sale that the aniyim are giving the peris and getting money in return from the balabatim. That's the issus schora that chazal pasal the aniyim because of. That's how the Ramah and presumably Rashi are going to learn the sugya. Yes.
Is it usher to sell only your own field on Shemitah? Or is the pasuk which says the okla below the score applies to anybody?
Applies to anyone. If I buy and sell, let's say I buy in the marketplace, I'm not even near a field. I buy in the marketplace to sell in the marketplace. That's also an issachar. I think so. This is one approach. Who disagrees with Rashi and the Ramah? Tosfos. That's the Tosfos that someone mentioned earlier. The first Tosfos in the sugya. We keep on going back to this Tosfos. It's chock full of different information, very important information. So Tosfos in Dermaschol Ve'elu on Chavdal Adam Beis is trying to figure out why all the psuliedus are only the Rabbanim. So he says, why is Socher Shvius mid Rabbanan? Ma'ir b'Shvius mizmanazet ha'ino aser ala mid Rabbanan. Afilu Shvius daraisa lochoshiv lei ha'iser t'mamtziyim mo'os lanim. The reason why it's only a psul d'rabbanan is because they don't think that they're doing any iser because they're mamtziyim mo'os laniyim. Who's the they? They is obviously the one who's posul le'edus, and they don't think that they're doing any iser because they're mamtziyim mo'os laniyim. It sounds like the mamtziyim mo'os laniyim are the ones who are posul le'edus. So that's the balabatim, not the aniyim. See clearly from Tosfos that it's not that Chazal posul the aniyim le'edus, they posul the balabatim. And they passel them because they're the ones who are doing the issa schora. It's only a psul derabbana because they don't think that they're doing any issa. They think they're doing a big mitzvah by giving money to the aniyim. But it's clear from Tosfos that the people that the chachamim passel were not the aniyim, but rather the mamtziyim mo'os laniyim. This is what Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah says as well, but he phrases it a little bit differently. He explains a little bit differently why it's only a psul derabbana. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah agrees with Tosfos initially that it's Shvius d'Rabbanan. Inami, he says, B'schor d'Rabbanan, ki hahi d'zebore, gabi mamtziyim mo'os laniyim, ba'az laniyim ba'asvi, she'ein zu schora gemura da'azli b'shlichusayim. Says Tosfos, it's not a schora gemura, it's a schora d'Rabbanan, because the aniyim are going b'shlichus of the balabatim. Azli b'shlichusayim, it's not a schora gemura, because the aniyim are going b'shlichus of the balabatim. So who's doing the schar according to Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah? Sounds like it's the balabatim who are doing the schar. That's why it's an indirect kind of schar. Schar d'araisa, according to Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah, is where a person sells the peris themselves. But if you get someone else to do it for you, you're not the one who's going to the marketplace. That's a schar d'rabbanan. It's not a schar gemura. Because there's an intermediary who's doing the schar for you. So we don't call that a schar d'araisa. Again, Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah seems to be assuming that the Bala Schar is the Balabatim. They're the ones who violate the Isser, and they're the ones who apostle. When the Gemara says that Echad Zev Echad Zev Psulim, that Chazu Lomar, once they were Mamtziyim Mo'os Laniyim, Chazu Lomar, that Echad Zev Echad Zev Psulim, that the Osim apostle, doesn't mean the Osim themselves. It means the Balabatim, who are getting the Osim, getting the Aniyim to be Osim the Peros, they're apostle Eidus. Because they're doing a schara. It's only a psul d'rabbana, not because they don't know the isser. They don't realize they're doing any isser like Tosfos and Sanhedrin, but rather it's a psul d'rabbana because it's indirect. It's through the aniyim. It's b'shlichas of the aniyim. So therefore, it's only a schara d'rabbana. What are they doing? What are they giving to the aniyim? What kind of mo'os are they giving to the aniyim? The giving of the mo'os to the aniyim apparently is not a schara. Right? Tosis and Rosh Hashanah is assuming that the giving of the most to the Aniyim is not a schar. Why not? Aren't they selling the Paris to the Aniyim? So Ken Zayin, what Tosis is saying is they're not selling the Paris to the Aniyim. What are they... Excuse me, they're not buying the Paris from the Aniyim. What are they doing? They're paying the Aniyim for their schar tircha. They're paying them wages, like a poil. According to the Ramah, they're paying the Aniyim for the value of the Paris. Maybe they're not giving them the biggest profit possible, right? They're giving them more of a wholesale kind of price, but they're still paying for the Paris. Wages are much less than for the Paris. They're paying them for an hourly wage, whatever amount of time that they're investing in harvesting the Paris. That's what the Balabatim are paying the Aniyim. They're not paying them for the Paris themselves. That's not called Schora, right? The Aniyim are not guilty of an Issa Schora because they're not being paid for the Paris. They're being paid as a worker to be locate the Paris. It's the Balabatim who are doing the Schora. But that's not a Schora deraisa on the part of the Balabatim because it's indirect. It's through the Shlichus of the Aniyim. So that's why it's only a Schora derabbanan and the Apostle Midrabban. Okay, so this is how the Bali Tosfos said. Machlokas, the Raman, Rashi on the one hand, who hold that it's the Osfim that Chazal passeled, the Aniyim were the ones that Chazal passeled, and the Schor is when they're transferring the Paris to the Balabatim, as opposed to Tosfos, who assumes that, no, it's the Balabatim who are the Sochrim. They are the new type of Sochrim, that through the Asifa of the Aniyim, and the Aniyim themselves are going to the marketplace, but since they're only selling the Paris B'shlichos of the Balabatim, it's the Balabatim who violate the Issa Schor, and those are the ones who are going to be passed. Yes?
According to Tosfos in the Aniyim are doing what exactly?
The Aniyim are the Aniyim are plucking the Paris on behalf of the Balabatim. They are taking it to the marketplace, but they're selling it for the Balabatim. So we don't look at it as though the Aniyim are the Sochrim, because they're not making the profit. They're just doing like a Maisa Kof Ba'alma. Monkey work.
Where does it say in our Gemara that they're doing their shtichos and bringing it to the market? I thought they're doing their shtichos and taking it and bringing it to the bank.
It doesn't say in the Gemara what they're doing. It just says that they're osik. That's all it says.
The mice and osik, and they bring back.
What does it mean, umais?
Osik umais.
Okay.
That sounds like they're bringing back to the
Mishra Rebbe Mamtsi and Mos, Naniyah Va'az, Naniyah Va'az, Filahu, umais. What does it mean, umais? Maisu means that they bring the Paris to the Balabatim, or Maisu means they bring them to the Shuk? Tosis and Rosh Hashanah is learning that they bring the Paris to the Shuk, they sell them on behalf of the Balabatim, and they just give over the money to the Balabatim. This is your profit. And the Balabatim say, thank you very much, and they give them wages. That's not schor on the part of the Aniyim. Fascinating, right? But even though the Aniyim are the ones who are doing the Maisa schor, we don't look at it as the Aniyim are doing the schor, because they're not making the profit. They're not making the profit. They're just standing there. They're standing there at the shuk, and they're just transferring the money. It's basically the Balabatim who are being sochah, but because it's indirect through the Aniyim, and we don't call it a schar derais. Yes.
I thought Tosfos was saying that they would buy it from the Aniyim and then sell it for more money. That's why it's not called schar gemur of shvis.
What? But so why is it not schar gemur? If they sell it for more money, that's not schar gemur. If even buying in the marketplace and selling at a higher rate is called schar, so why would this not be schar? They get it from the Aniyim, then they take it to the shuk and they sell it. Ein lecha schar gedola mizu?
How do we know that buying it in the shuk and selling it for more money is called schar gemur?
It's what the Tosfos HaRosh writes. What other Rishonim write? I mean, why would that not be schar? You're saying the only way that you violate the Issa schar is if you harvest the Paris from your own field and then you bring it to the shuk? I think everyone would say that if you're buying wholesale and selling retail, why is that not schar b'peir shvias? I think it's a bigger chiddush to say to be located on Manas Limkor, that's called schar. That the etzem lakita is also midin schar. That's not schar. Schar means the seller.
Like the Yad Ramah said that in order to be chayav for schora is if you do the asifa amanas limkor. Here you didn't do that.
No, that's a chiddush. The chiddush is that even if you only do asifa, if it's amanas limkor, that's oichet a schora. It's also a schora. But to do schora is not schora. Just to do business with the Paris, that's not going to be schora. The chiddush is that you're plucking, but it's plucking amanas limkor. That's also an issim. And we'll have to describe that issim a little bit more as we continue. But that's l'chara the chiddush here, that even l'kita amanas limkor is also an issa schara. But to buy and sell? I thought that should be schara. To buy and sell in the marketplace? Why shouldn't that be schara? Isaac? I'm sorry.
So then,
Tosos in the Sanhedrin, our Mishnah, so he doesn't think he's doing Isser because he's giving money to Naniyim. What?
He thinks he's a tzaddik, even though he knows there's an Isser Schar with Perish Fees. But he thinks, but I'm giving to the Aniyim, so because I'm giving Staka, that's the right thing to do.
So Staka he's referring to over there is paying a wage?
Paying the wage to the Aniyim, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Isn't Eric's point Tosus and Sukkah, where he says, Lo chashiv schura elo ki hoyid mesek shviz lo ye lo keach yirako sada umocher b'shog? That the whole definition of schira there is the two-step process, that it's not just the mice of schira, but that it's also...
Okay, we're going to get to Tosus and Sukkah. I hear. We're going to get to Tosus and Sukkah, but no, the point of Tosus and Sukkah is that If you locate Amanas Limkert and Issachara only if you do the selling, that's the Chirsh of Tosas and Sukkah. But if you do the Lakita and someone else sells it, that's not an Issachara. That's all Tosas means to say. He doesn't mean to say that if I buy and sell in the Shuk, that's not Schara. Ein lecha Schara gedola mizu. His point is, Lakita shouldn't be called Schara. Why is that called Schara? He says, Lakita Amanas Limkert, if you're the one who's going to sell in the Shuk, that's an Issachara too. That's the Chiddush of Tosus and Sukkah.
Tosus isn't giving a definition of Schira Perishvis.
He's saying it's even that. Not that it's only that. Schira Perishvis is only if I'm located Amanas Limkar.
It says Lo Chashiv Schira Elaki Hadi.
Elaki, because the Mishnah and Shvi is distinguishing. We're going to get that's the next point we're going to make. Because the Mishnah and Shvi is, according to Tosus, is distinguishing between located Amanas Limkar Ba'atzmo or located Amanas Limkar, you know, with through someone else. That's the chiluk of the Mishnah and Shvi. I'm not coming to say that if I buy and sell in the marketplace, that's not schara. Avada, that's schara. The question is, if even plucking could be called schara, if the actual harvesting is also subsumed under the Issa schara, now that's a tremendous chiddush. Harvesting can be called schara, yeah, if it's amanas limkar, and you're going to do it yourself, then that could be a schara too. We're going to have to get to that. That's a good point.
But Tosfot seems to be reinterpreting the
Issa. Tosfot is where?
Tosfot and Sukkah. He says, it's lilaket la'achla, right, not lilaket l'schora. The Issur is not on the schora, it's lilaket l'schora. And also that the fact that the son has permission to sell, or it seems that the son can sell, that it really is, it's the two-step process.
I hear what you're saying, but again, I think it's very dochuk to say that according to Tosfot and Sukkah, buying and selling in the marketplace is not an Issachar b'perishis. That's like a pellet. That's mamish schora. How could that not be an Issachar? The chiddush is that even harvesting can be subsumed under the Issachar. Okay, wait, we'll get to Tosfos Sukkah. We'll talk about it. I know the problem is there are so many makoros that interrelate over here, so it's hard to talk about one without talking about all. But we have to take it slow. You have to break it down so that it makes sense. Yes?
According to Rashi and Yad Rama, the soul is only on the Niyam and not on the Bailam, or it's on both?
That's a good question. What you're basically asking is the Issa Schora only on the Mocher, or is it even on the Lokeach? I think it's a Machlokas Achronim, actually. It could be that the Issa Schora is only on the seller, and not on the buyer. That's one of the discussions that they have about Esrogei Shemitah, that even if we say that there is an Issa Schora, even if we'll assume that what they're doing is an Issa Schora, if they're not relying on the Het Mechira, they do rely on the Het Mechira, so they don't think that there's any Issa Schora. But let's assume a person doesn't want to rely on the Het Mechira, so he thinks that the Mochim are doing an Issa Schora, but for him it might be mutter to buy. It might be mutter for him. There's no Issa Schora for the person to buy. Is it a Lifnei Iver? There are other discussions, but that's one of the issues that the Achronim talk about. Is the Issa Schora on the buyer as well, or is it only on the Mochim?
In Sukkah, when we ask, it's just a question to Sukkah, makes it seem like if it was a real story going on, there would be an Isra on the
I hear. Okay. So this is the basic machlokas rishonim as to who is pasul la'edus. Is it the aniyim or is it the balabatim? Who's considered the sofrobi? So Tosus Ashita, many of you have been touching on this issue. Tosus Ashita at first glance seems a little bit difficult to say that only the balabatim are going to be considered the Sochrim, only they should be Psulim La'edus and the Aniyim are not Psulim La'edus. Even if we say that the ones who are selling in the Shuk, that the ones who are selling in the Shuk are the Sochrim, they're not actually, according to Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, it's not the Sochrim Mamash, it's the Aniyim, but they're doing it B'shlichus of the Sochrim, But the aniyim are definitely malakid amanas limkar. They're harvesting in order to sell, in order that it should be sold. So why should there be an ischar on the aniyim too? Not for the schira, not for the mechira. The mechira, let's assume, is the balabatim selling. And the aniyim are just doing a maisa kof ba'am. But the aniyim should be psulim anyway, because they're malakid amanas limkar. And to be malakid amanas limkar, that's also an ischar. Why do we say that's also an ischar? What's the makar for that? That's Tosis and Sukkah, as all of you seem to be asking, right? Tosis and Sukkah says to be malakid amanas limkar is included within the ischar. And he quotes a Mishnah in Shvi'is to that effect. That's his version of the Mishnah in Shvi'is, how he understands it. The also last ischar per Shvi'is lo choshev schar ela ki ahid et nesach Shvi'is. So Tosfos says, "Perish hainu lokeach hainu loked." Lokeach over here, lokeach yarkos sada. Doesn't mean to buy yarkos sada, to buy the vegetables. It means to be malakeh, to pick them. That's how he interprets the Mishnah in Shvi'ah. So he says the chiluk the Mishnah in Shvi'ah is setting up is that it's also to be malakeh amanas limkar. If you're going to sell yourself, then even the lakita is also prohibited mitam schar. But if your son is going to sell it for you, if someone else, if an acher is going to sell it for you, so then to be malakid amanas limkar is permissible. To be malakid amanas limkar yide acherim, that's permissible. It's only if you're malakid amanas limkar ba'atzmo, that's the yisachar. But at least to be mocher, to be malakid amanas limkar yide atzmo, that taka is an isser, right? If you're planning on bringing it to the shuk, then that's an isser. If the locate himself is going to sell. Yeah.
This whole thing was out of this. Does it really work? Because don't we hold that ancient of the Dvar of Aaron?
I don't think that principle applies here. Because that's only if the shliach is doing an Avera, and the question is whether that Avera can relate back to the Mishaleach. I think Tosis in Rosh Hashanah is assuming that what the Aniyim are doing is not a real shlichus. They're just doing a Maisa Kof Ba'alma. It's the Balabatim who really are selling because they're getting the full profit. All that the Aniyim are doing is that they're transferring money from those who are buying the Parashiyas to the Balabatim. They're not really doing the Maisa Mechira. They're just sitting there. It's like, you know, sometimes you go to buy a little of an Esrig and you have, you know, young kids sitting there collecting the money. They're not selling the little of an Esrig. They're selling for someone else. They're just doing a Maisa Kof Ba'alma. They're collecting the money, but they're not even doing a Maisa Mechira. So I don't think you could say, well, the Shlichas can't be a Shlichas. Does the Avera transfer to the Mishaleach? I don't think that issue plays a role over here, because I think it's the Mishaleach who's really doing the Avera. He's the one who's doing the Schara.
But it clearly has some effect, because we say that it's not a Sphira Gemura if they do it from this quote-unquote
Kof. That's because Minatora, we don't view that as a Sphira Gemura. Not because it's a Dvar Avera, but because it's not called a Schara Gemura unless he's the one who's doing it directly. It's a different reason. It's a different Svar. Right, because Tosfos Rosh Hashanah doesn't mention that at all. He doesn't mention the fact that there's some Avera involved, so maybe it shouldn't be a Shlichas, should be a Shlichas. That's not an issue that Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah brings up. Yes?
So, the Gemara in Kiddushin, where it talks about that when you have somebody sends somebody to collect money from them and it turns out to be money that's Meila, so that, meaning by Meila, we know that there's Shlichas Dvar Avera, but if it wasn't, we see that there's a transfer of money acts as a...
No, because it's not, that's not just a transfer of money. There you're being Moel Behegdish, right? So the actual Meila is the one who's Motzi at Lechulin, right? So there... You're saying, what's the difference?
By Mi'ila, that we know that there's a Shalich Ledvar Avera for Mi'ila. But right. If it wasn't Mi'ila, the transfer of money would act as a Shlichu. The implication would be that it would act as a Shlichu, even though...
Uh-huh. Okay, I have to think about it. I'm not sure. I'll give you a point. The question is, why shouldn't the Aniyim be viewed as the Sochrim? Because if they're Malakir Amanas Limkor, La'achem, then that should be Aser. That's what Tosin Sukkah seems to say. If they're Malakir Amanas Limkor, then, and they're the ones who are going to sell themselves, right? They're the ones who are selling. According to Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah, Tosfos and Sanhedrin, it's the Aniyim who are bringing it to the marketplace. They're the ones who are doing the Maisa Mechira. So even if we don't call them the Sochrim, the Balabatim are really the Sochrim, but they're doing the Maisa Mechira, so why shouldn't the Lakita itself Why shouldn't the lakita itself be viewed as part of the yisischara? The malakin amanas limkon. That should be viewed as part of the yisischara. So some want to suggest that maybe the Bali Tosfos, Tos in Rosh Hashanah, Tos in Sanhedrin, who assume that the aniyim manapsulim la'edus, maybe they disagree with Tos in Sukkah. Not everyone agrees with Tos in Sukkah. Not everyone holds that to be malakin amanas limkar ba'atzmo, that's considered part of the yisischara. That's what the Rosh picks up on that point. The Hemshech of the Gemara, the continuation of the Sugi on the Chavav, Gemara, in a different context, we'll get to it in Mitz Hashem, but they call the Mishnah in Shvias, I'm sorry, it's a Tosefta in Shumis. They point that on the side, it's a mistake. The Tanan is a mistake, it's really a Tosefta. The Tosefta says, Sa Shumish and Afalu Meir Sa Shal Shvias Tala. We know that in order for something to be batel, in order for an issa to be batel, if it's yavish, be yavish, if it's dry, everything is dry. There's no transfer of taste. So if everything is dry, what do you need? How much heta do you need in order to be mevatel the issa? Rov, chayrabim lahatos, if you have rov of heter, 2 to 1. Right, 2 pieces of kosher meat with 1 piece of non-kosher meat, then the non-kosher meat is batel. Obviously, if you cook them together, there's a transfer of time, transfer of taste. Then you need shishim, you need 60 times the heter, so that you won't have the taste, you won't be able to feel the taste. But if tam ki ikar, if you still can taste the issus, then of course it's going to be awesome. But if it's yavish, be yavish, if everything is dry, and all you have is a tarobus of sofik, you have some kind of a mixture, and you don't know which item is isser, which item is mutter, which item is heter, so then so then rov is sufficient. Truma is an exception to the rules. One of the exceptions. For Truma, to be Mevatel Truma, Chazal made a Chumrah based on Psukim, that Echad B'Meir, that you have to have 100 times Chulin in order to be Mevatel the Truma. So the Tosefta in Truma says, what happens if you have a Saw of Truma that falls into Meir Saw of Shvius? So, it's really the same as Chulin. The Meir Saw of Shvius are Mutter. Everyone can eat the Shvius. They can eat a pair of Shvius. So if it falls into Meir Saw of Shvius, then Tala, then it's Batel. Just like Truma can be Batel, the Chulin can be Batel, the Peir Shvius. Vachas Mikan, Zog the Tosefta, Ye Rokfu. But if it's less than 100 to 1, then you have to leave it to Rat. Then it's not going to be Batel. So the Gemara asks, why should you leave it to Rat? Just sell it to a Kohen. What could be the problem? The Kohen's allowed to eat the Truma. So why should you leave it to Rat? It sounds like you can't use it at all. Sell it to a Kohen. B'dmei Truma. Why do we say B'dmei Truma? Truma is cheaper than Chulin. Because it doesn't have as many people who want to buy it, right? That's the rules of supply and demand. If there's less demand, so then the thing can't be as expensive. So, okay, you're not going to sell it for B'dmei Chulin, you'll sell it for B'dmei Truma. But why should you leave it to Rat? Sell it to the Kohen. You could sell it to a Kohen. The Kohen's allowed to eat the Truma and the Perish Shvi'ah, so why couldn't you sell it to the Kohen? So the Gemara answers, Zosomeres nechshedu kohanim ashviz. This comes to teach us that kohanim uchoshed on shviz. Kohanim uchoshed to each pair of shviz after the zman abir. They figured, look, shviz are dvarim kedoshim and kodshe kodshim and truma are kedoshim. Look, we're allowed to eat kodshe kodshim. We're allowed to eat kodshim. We're allowed to eat truma. So we should be allowed to eat pair of shviz at any time. It's modna. The pasuk says they're not allowed to eat. The pasuk doesn't distinguish between a yisrael and a kohen. But that's what the kohanim thought, apparently. They felt, since we're allowed to eat all these dvarim kadoshim, we should be allowed to eat shvius as well. Not just shvius, but shvius after the zman habir. So, nechshedu kohanim ashvius, and that's why we're not going to allow the balabas, who has this sub truma that fell into the pair of shvius, to sell it to the kohen. He's going to have to take the loss. He has to take the loss and let the food rot, because we don't allow him to sell it to the kohen. We don't want kohanim to get pair of shvius, because they're chashed to eat the pair of shvius after the zman habir. That's what the Gemara says. So all the Rishonim ask, what kind of a possibility is this? The Gemara entertains the possibility, maybe you should sell it to the Kohen. How can you sell it to the Kohen? Isn't there an Isser of Schor B'Perishviz? Schor B'Perishviz? You're doing business? How could it be permissible to sell it to the Kohen? It's complicated, the whole issue of Bittul and sell it to... It's a whole complicated scenario, but when the dust settles, what are you telling me to do? What the possibility that the Gemara entertains that maybe you should sell it to the Kohen? How can you sell it to the Kohen? Isn't that Schor? That's what Tosus says right here. Yeah, Shlomo says Tosus the schara hainu kishemocha b'shul ke'en chanus the domi l'schara. Avol pamachas kenakroi ba'alma leka mishem schara. So says Tosus, No, this is not schora. It's a one-time thing. That's not schora. Schora means a lot. Ke'en chanus. It's like the marketplace. It's like a store. That's schora. But if you're not selling a lot, it's only a one-time thing. Even if you're selling, you know, a little bit less than mea saw of shvius. It's not a small amount, but it's a one-time mechira. One-time mechira says Tosa. That's not schora. So the question never began. Comes a Tosa Rosh and offers a different answer. Tosa Rosh says, this is not schora. You know why? Yeshlomer says the Tosa Rosh lechosh leschora elakishikana amanas limkor ulaharviach avaloket umochet shari. Says the Tosa Rosh, schora is only buying and selling for profit. We were disagreeing before. We were having a whole discussion before whether only to be malaket amanas limkor that's schora, but buying and selling is not schora. Comes the Rosh and says, no, punkt verkehrt. The only schora daraisa that there is lokeach hamanas limkor laharviach, buying in the marketplace in order to make a profit, buying wholesale to sell retail. That's what schora is about. That's the issa schora, says the Tosa Rosh. Avalokei umocha v'shari, but if you're just harvesting in order to sell, that's permissible. There's no problem at all to do that. That's just the lakita balma. Lakita balma is permissible. I don't care what your kavana is. This is not a, you know, we're not going to enter into your mind. If you're only malakid, you're only collecting, that's not called schora. That's not called schora, says the Rosh. So he says, this is not an issa schora over here. You're not buying and selling in the marketplace. You're selling it to the kohen. It's not buying and selling at a profit. Fakert, you're not even selling it for the price of chulin. You're only selling it for the mei truma. And you're selling it in order to prevent the hefset. He says, if all you're doing is selling it to prevent the hefset, that's not schora. So there's no problem. It's not that it's not schora because it's only a one-time thing. Comes the Rosh and says, it's not schora because you're not doing business. It's not business if you're not selling it. You're not selling it at a profit. Buying and selling for profit. Here, you're just selling in order to prevent the hefset. That's not called schora b'chlal, says the Tosa Rosh. So it could very well be that that's what the Bali Tosas and Sanhedrin and Rosh Hashanah are assuming. They argue with Tosas and Sukkah. Right? The Bali Tosas argue with Tosas and Sukkah. They claim Tosas and different Masechtas can disagree. They point out that the editors of the Tosas and different Masechtas were not the same. So if you have a stira between different Masechtas, that's not a problem. So it could very well be that that Tosas and Sanhedrin, Tosas and Rosh Hashanah, are working with the Tosas or Rosh. But Tosas and Sanhedrin didn't give the answer of the Tosas or Rosh. You could say Tosas and Sanhedrin just thought this was an easier answer. You don't need what the Tosas or Rosh is saying. But it's not that they argue fundamentally with the Rosh. They agree with the Tosas or Rosh that if you're not buying and selling to make a big profit, that's not called schora daraisa. If it's not called schora, then there isn't going to be a problem. Tosin Sukkah argues. Tosin Sukkah says that to be malakin amanas limkor is also schoros. That's why, according to Tosin Sukkah, we have a problem. How can you say that only the balabatim became posel la'edus? They're considered the sochem and the aniyim are not sochem, but the aniyim are malakin amanas limkor. They also should be sochem, according to Tosin Sukkah. The answer is, Tosis in the other places is not working with Tosin Sukkah, but rather with the Tosis or Rosh. They hold that to be malakin amanas limkor is not subsumed under the issa schoros. So the kasha never began. That's why they assume that the sochem are only the balabatim and not the aniyim. What's the machlokas between these rishonim? Machlokas between Tosa Rosh and Tosa Sukkah. Should we assume that to be malakit amanas limkar is an issachara? It's not an issachara. What's that all about? What's that all about? What's more, why should lakit amanas limkar be considered schara? Tosa Sukkah is a pellet. No one asked this kashya. Tosin Sukkah really is a pellet, if you think about it. To harvest peros amanas limkar is called schora. You're not selling yet. I can hear that selling in the shuk is called schora. Maybe you could say selling outside the shuk is called schora. But harvesting is called schora. That's usur. Even if you're not the one, even if you're not going to sell it in the shuk. No, I take that back. Tosin Sukkah says that if I'm going to sell it in the shuk, so then the lakita itself is awesome. But let's say I had kavana to sell it to shuk, and then in the end I don't go to the shuk. It sounds like the lakita itself is going to be awesome. Lakita manas limkar. As long as I have the kavana to sell it myself, then that lakita itself is viewed as an issachar coin to Tosin Sukkah. Mehechatesi, why should lakita manas limkar be considered an issachar? I think the Tosa Rosh and Tosa Sukkah are really having a fundamental machlokas over here. If you continue the Tosa Rosh, you see that the Tosa Rosh actually adds a point. I left out one key nakuda from the Tosa Rosh. In his Ikateritz to Tosa's Kasha, he only mentions two cases. He says that if you're konam anas larvia, konam anas limkar kadei larvia, that's chorum. But loke du moche v'shari. Loke du moche v'shari. You can be malakeit. If all you're doing is being malakeit, amanas limkar, that's permissible. The Rosh continues to say that if you actually sell those yirokos or those pears in the shuk, that does violate the issur schar. It's a little unclear from his first statement. He says avalokeit u'moche v'shari. Sounds like it's mutter to be malakeit and to be moche. But then he points out that the Tosefta clearly doesn't say like that. The Tosefta seems to assume that if you actually sell it in the shuk, that's going to be prohibited. So what's going on over here? There really are three dargas according to the Rosh. If you malakeit amanas limkor, but you don't actually sell it later, so that's okay. That lakeit amanas limkor is not a problem. If you actually take it to the marketplace and you sell it, then that is a schor. And if you're lokeach amanas limkor kedei larviach, that's a schor as well. Three different categories here according to the Tosa Rosh. Lokeach u'moche b'shul kedei larviach. Moche b'shul. Not what he bought, but what was picked. And then there's lokeach amanas limkor b'shul. According to the Rosh, this is permissible. According to the Rosh, these other two cases are prohibited. I'm sorry. This is the strangest eraser in this. Tosfos and Sukkah. Well, let's put this, say this better. Tosa Rosh says that Loke Amanas Limkar Bashuk, that's Mutter. And Tosfos and Sukkah says that this is us. What's the machlokas? We asked just a few moments ago, what's the machlokas, the Tosa Rosh and the Tosin Sukkah, whether lakeit amanas limkor bashuk is prohibited or it's permissible? What's that machlokas? So we notice that the Tosa Rosh actually adds a third category, that to be moche bashuk, even if you didn't harvest the peiros, it's also awesome. That's what the Tosefta says. That's also awesome. So to be kone amanas limkor kedei larviach, that's awesome. Even if you're not kohen amanas limkor, if you're just moche bashuk, that's also us. To be loked amanas limkor, says the Tosa Rosh, if in the end you're not moche bashuk, that's permissible. Why? What's the difference between the two? Right? And why does Tosa and Sukkah say that that's us as well? I think perhaps the answer is this. I think what the Tosa Rosh and Tosa and Sukkah are really disagreeing about is what is called schor d'arais. Tosas and Sukkah assumes that Schor D'Araisa includes not only Category 1, but Category 2. Meaning, Tosas and Sukkah says that any Mechira Bashuk is an Issa D'Araisa of Schor. If any Mechira Bashuk is an Issa D'Araisa of Schor, then Lakita Manas Limka Bashuk is going to be Asim Midir Abanan, a Gezerah to Schor. No one said Lakita is an Issa Schor. It means it's a Gezerah to Schor. That's what they meant. It's an Issa D'Rabanan. We're afraid if you locate Amanas Limka, you'll actually be Moche Bashuk. And you violate that Issa D'Araisa of Schor b'Perish Shvi'is. See, if you learn that stam to be moche bashuk, not to buy in order to sell bashuk, but just stam to sell in the shuk is an Issa D'Araisa of Schor. If number two is an Issa D'Araisa, then it makes sense that Lakita Manas Limka Bashuk should be an Issa D'Rabbanan, because Chazal going to be goes there, or to the Issa D'Araisa of Mechir Bashuk. I think perhaps what the Tosa Rosh has in mind is that Mechir Bashuk is taka asa, but it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. Schor d'oraisa is lokeach u'moche bashuk kedei larvia. That's the schor d'oraisa, which is what the Rosh said mitchila. Right? If the Rush didn't mean to say that the Ikka Schar Darais is the first case, so why does he give that answer? Well, he gives the answer, and then he says, but in the Tosefta it says that it's also Usser, Stam to be Mocha Bashur. So what, he's confusing us in the beginning? No, he's saying the Ikka Schar Darais is case number one. That's where you buy and sell in the Shuk. You buy wholesale to sell retail. Buying wholesale to sell retail to get a profit. Says the Tosefta Rush, I agree from the Tosefta, it's clear that any Mechira Bashuk, even if it's not to make a profit, any Mechira Bashuk is an Issa, but it's only an Issa Drabanan. If Mechira Bashuk, if category number two is only an Issa Drabanan, then we understand Lakita Manas Limkar, the Lakita itself is going to be Mutta, says the Rush. Located in Mocha Bashari. Why? It's Xera Lakzera. How can you ask the Lakita Manas Limkar if the Mechira Bashuk is only an Issa Drabanan? That's not Schora Daraisa. Schora Daraisa is buying wholesale to sell retail. But if Mechir Bashuk is just an Issa Drabanan, then how can you ask a Lakita Manas Limkar? That's a Gzera Lakzera. We don't make a Gzera Lakzera. That's what the Tosar Rosh says. Lakita Manas Limkar is going to be Mutter. So Kubi the Machlokas, the Tosar Rosh, and Tosin Sukkah is whether this middle category of just selling Bashuk, not buying cheap in order to sell at a profit, but just selling in the Shuk, is that a Schor Darais or is that a Schor Drabanan? According to the Tos and Sukkah, maybe that's a Schora Daraisa. So that's why they went so far to say that Lakita Manas Limkar is also an Issa Schora. What do you mean Issa Schora? It's a Gzera of Schora. A Gzera, we're afraid that you'll come to sell it in the Shuk. The Tos and Rosh assumes no. Schora Daraisa is buying wholesale to sell retail at a profit. If that's the only Schora Daraisa, if Mechir Bashuk is only the Rabbanon, so then we understand Lakita Manas Limkar is a Gzera Lakzera. So that's why Chazal will not go there, and that's going to be the Nisim. Okay, we'll stop here.